Ladies and gentlemen, I am sitting in the little cabin of the little ship Potomac in the harbor of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, after a day of sunshine out in the Gulf Stream. In Washington, as you know, the working day of the presidency in these times averages about 15 hours. But at sea, the radio messages and the occasional pouch of mail reduce official work to not more than 2 or 3 hours a day. So there is a chance for a bit of sunshine, or a wetted line, or a biography, or a detective story, or even a nap after lunch. How long would it be possible to maintain a semblance of our two-party system with free elections in a Nazi-dominated world? Should that evil time comes, we would no longer hold these friendly gatherings, either on Jackson Day or on Lincoln Day. The leader of the Republican Party himself, Mr. Wendell Willkie, in word and in action, is showing what patriotic Americans mean by rising above partisanship and rallying to the common cause. When Abraham Lincoln became president, he had to face the awful reality of a war between the states. On July 4, 1861, in his first message to the Congress, he presented this vital question: must a government of necessity be too strong for the liberties of its own people, or too weak to maintain its own existence? Lincoln answered that question as Jackson had answered it before, not by words, but by deeds, and America still marches on.